Hi, I'm Chelsea Tremblay, and I'm reading The Mockingbird by Mary Oliver. All summer, the mockingbird, in his pale gray coat and his white-windowed wings, flies from the hedge to the top of the pine and begins to sing. But it's neither lilting nor lovely, for he is the thief of other sounds. Whistles and truck brakes and dry hinges, plus all the songs of other birds in his neighborhood. Mimicking and elaborating, he sings with humor and bravado, so I have to wait a long time for the softer voice of his own life to come through. He begins by giving up all his usual flutter and settling down on the pine's forelock, then looking around, as though to make sure he's alone. Then he slaps each wing against his breast, where his heart is, and, copying nothing, begins, easing into it, as though it was not half so easy as rollicking, as though his subject now was his true self, which, of course, was as dark and secret as anyone else's. And it was too hard, perhaps you understand, to speak or to sing it to anything or anyone but the sky.